There were 803,000 initial jobless claims last week versus the 188,000 that some economists had expected. But the previous week's data was revised higher to 892,000, the highest it's been since early September. Rising COVID-19 cases has slowed the rate of hiring in the US, with more than 20 million Americans receiving some form of unemployment benefits. Around 12 million Americans could lose unemployment insurance before the end of the year, unless lawmakers extend these programs. Congress has passed a $900 billion stimulus package that would do just that. But President Trump says he wants changes made, including getting larger stimulus checks to people. William Denslow, New York.